For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Arizona Senator John McCain will be laid to rest on Sunday after hundreds of people attended his funeral. It seems President Trump was on the mind of a few of the mourners there. Former President Barack Obama talked of the need to return to civility, speaking of small, mean, and petty politics that he termed trafficking in bombast.
It's a politics that pretends to be brave and tough, but in fact is born of fear. John called on us to be bigger than that.
And the rebuke from McCain's daughter, Megan, was more direct.
The America of John McCain has no need to be made great again because America was always great.
The president stayed away from the funeral after being asked by the family not to attend. He instead went to his nearby golf course in Virginia. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
The Midwest may get doused with some rain this weekend. Meteorologist Brian Hurley.
Portions of the Central Plains, northern Kansas, eastern Nebraska, moving into much of Iowa, northern Illinois, southern Wisconsin, and in western lower Michigan. These are the areas that are going to be bearing watching over the next couple days.
The town of Mount Joy in Pennsylvania got hammered with more than 10 inches on Friday, and the National Hurricane Center is tracking Tropical Storm Florence now, which is churning in the far eastern Atlantic. An apparent drag race has turned deadly in Southern California's Riverside County. Here's KCBS-TV reporter Nicole Comstock.
Three cars were racing on the freeways before one of them lost control and first hit a dirt median before then hitting the guardrail, then the concrete median and flipping over, killing those four people. A fifth person was taken to the hospital with minor injuries.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
In Chicago, a new area theme park is announcing plans to build a one-of-a-kind roller coaster. USA's Chris Barnes explains.
Six Flags Great America announcing that the new roller coaster will be able to accelerate from 0 to 78 miles an hour in less than 2 seconds. The new attraction will be called Max Force. It's scheduled to open next summer at the park in Gurnee, Illinois. Park officials say it will be the fastest launch coaster in North America. Its custom coaster trains will be modeled after Formula One racing cars. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The president blames a news organization for hurting trade talks with Canada. Here's more from USA's Rick Vincent.
President Donald Trump says Bloomberg News printed an off-the-record comment he made during an interview that he wouldn't be making any compromises in talks with Canada. Trump talked about the leak while speaking Friday at an executive order signing in Charlotte, North Carolina.
When you say off the record, that's a very, it's not a legal term, but it's a term of honor. So when I say off the record, here's the story, in order really to save time. I don't want to waste a lot of time. They actually printed my off the record.
Trump blasted the dishonest reporting for complicating a potential deal with Canada. In another remark he didn't want published, Trump said the deal would be totally on our terms and reportedly suggested he tried to spook the Canadians with the threat of auto tariffs. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.